Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. We begin today with news from Syria. Some people fear that violence there may spread north into Turkey. Details are just moments away. Then we will visit the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to meet a businessman who is making money by being a good neighbor and keeping his business green. Exactly what does that mean? Stay with us and find out. Let's get started with As It Is from VOA. Here is part one. The Sunni militant group ISIL has increased attacks in Syria near the border with Turkey. A growing number of Turks fear the violence could spread to their country. Earlier this month, a mosque in Istanbul was burned down. The building belonged to Turkey's Shiite Muslim minority. Officials blame the attack on ISIL. As we hear from Mario Ritter, more such attacks could threaten Turkey's social mix.
The city of Istanbul is home to large numbers of followers of both Sunni Islam and Shiite Islam, or Jafari Islam, as it is known in Turkey. But tensions between the two sides have been rising following the burning of Istanbul's Jafari Muhammadiya Mosque. Turkey's neighbors, Iraq and Syria, have seen growing religious unrest between Sunnis and Shiites. The violence has mainly been blamed on the rise of ISIL. The Sunni group, formerly known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Now the group simply calls itself the Islamic State. It considers Shiites heretics, individuals who dispute accepted religious beliefs. Sinan Ulgen is with the Carnegie Europe Institute in Brussels. He says fears are growing that ISIL's war is coming to Turkey.
There are allegations that some members of a network that claim to be close to ISIS have engineered this. Some of these militant groups have been able to establish their networks within Turkey over the years, during the time that the Turkish government turned a blind eye to many of these opposition groups. It just shows that Turkey is not going to be safe from all the instability from Syria.
Turkey's ruling Islamist-based AK Party is one of the main supporters of the rebels fighting the Syrian government. The attack on the mosque in Istanbul has not been the only incident. The city's Shiites say they have been the target of increasing sectarian violence. Politics could also be partly to blame for the rising tensions. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is a candidate for president in elections this month. He is seeking support among his largely conservative Sunni religious base. Critics have accused him of increasingly using language aimed at Shiites. He also has resisted calls to condemn the mosque attack. Mehmet Gomez is head of the Diyanet, the agency that administers the Islamic religion in Turkey. He did visit the mosque in an attempt to bridge differences. Observers say such actions could ease rising tensions and concerns over the growing danger of militant groups like ISIL. However, ISIL flags and signs are increasingly seen at protests organized by Islamic groups. This suggests that at least some Sunnis in Turkey have sympathy for the group. Experts warn that ISIL's increasing presence is likely to put pressure on Turkey's diverse society. I'm Mario Ritter.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Washington. Gabriel Manduhano operates a cleaning service called Wash Cycle Laundry. He opened the business 4 years ago in the American city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. At the time, Mr. Manduhano had three goals: earning a profit, developing community, and staying green, not harming the environment. Now, he has not only met those goals, but his business is expanding. Bob Doty tells us more.
It is not hard to find people working for Wash Cycle Laundry. They wear bright orange T-shirts and ride bicycles with big orange trailers on the streets of Washington, D.C. The cyclists and their vehicles pick up dirty laundry and take clean clothing to customers, users of the service. That separates Wash Cycle Laundry from other businesses. But that is not the only difference. The clothing and linens are cleaned with locally produced and environmentally friendly cleaning products. Gabriel Manduhano wanted Wash Cycle Laundry to go green, using products considered safe for the environment. But he also wanted his company to stay competitive.
I think a lot of times when people hear environmentally friendly, they automatically think more expensive. But laundry is a really neat industry where it's cheaper to save water and energy than it is to waste it.
He notes that it costs less to use the equipment of other companies.
We've done millions of pounds of laundry, but we actually don't own a single washing machine ourselves. We're not bringing anything new to the market. What we've done differently is, rather than building one gigantic plant, off in an industrial park somewhere that's, 40 or 50 miles away from the city, we've established ourselves in a lot of micro plants where we're, three and four blocks away from our clients. We always find laundries that are underutilized, and then we make an agreement with the ownership of that laundry to use it during their downtimes.
Gabriel Manduhano says Washington seemed like a good place to set up his cleaning service.
There's a lot of people who don't have the time but do have a little bit of income that they can use to afford our service.
Mr. Manduhano once worked with community development nonprofit groups. He says that experience continues to influence his business decisions.
About half of our employees are from what we call a vulnerable adult population. That means they could have been chronically unemployed, and they could be coming off of a public benefits program. A number are in recovery from substance use. Some have a history of incarceration.
Shawnice Fox is one of the company's newest employees.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to continue working here because of my own personal problems, but they helped me out, and I'm still here, so, and everything is going great now. I'm trying to just sustain one job and be able to be there for, years in advance in a company instead of keep hopping from job to job.
Jim Starn is a satisfied customer of Wash Cycle Laundry. He owns a massage therapy business. He likes the company's effort to help those in need and to go green.
It's easy. I don't have to worry about the truck coming by and blocking traffic and people being irritated. And I love the fact that they're just not using all that gasoline. Because we're a massage studio, people come to us for natural wellness and alternatives. So the fact that we don't have to worry about the chemicals and the bleach and all the things that can be in the laundry, and the laundry comes back spotless, is just terrific.
Chris Walk works as a cyclist for Wash Cycle Laundry. He explains why he likes his job.
I get to move around, be active, be out in the sun. My body is engaged, but my mind is free, which I really appreciate.
That is just what Gabriel Manduhano hoped for when he launched the business.
My family was probably a little bit concerned when I told them I was quitting my job to start a laundry business. This isn't the most glamorous profession. I mean, it's not quite like, going to a dinner or a cocktail party and saying, oh, I'm a doctor, or I'm a lawyer, or I'm a banker. I think as the business has grown, people have started to see the vision and what we've been able to accomplish and where we might go.
He plans to expand Wash Cycle Laundry to other American cities and, he hopes, around the world. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA.